Marto, Ed and Robin on a Triple M, all thanks to Height for Hire. Hey, Marto, this is the Q Clash. Now, let's not forget that this is Q Clash 14, and we might get to what happened to you after Q Clash 1 in a moment. But this is a very interesting game because you were talking about the Gold Coast Suns. They've just sacked their coach, about the new coach bounce that teams often get.
Sportsbet was saying it's an amazing phenomenon. It always happens after a coach gets sacked. That team, the Gold Coast Suns, despite having not much form on the board, have confirmed into nearly be favourites against the Lions, who are looking great lately.
Yes, they are looking great. And one of their stars, Dane Zorko, joins us now. Morning, mate.
Morning, guys. Hello.
So the Gold Coast sacked their coach. Does that change your plans at all at the Lions when you're playing them? Do you think the Suns will be more up for it? Are they going to try and prove something? What's that like?
Oh, I think with a new coach, you definitely want to try and prove something. But, I mean, we don't really talk about it at the football club at all. We just go about business. We have our structures and our game plans that we want to stick to, and we just want to execute them as best as possible. The outside noise can go on outside the club, but inside we're focused on the game ahead.
Hey, what's happened the last few weeks? I watched three quarters of last weekend when you nearly had the Bulldogs. You seem to be more aggressive. Is that what it is?
Yeah, more aggressive. Now that the younger kids are getting a few more games under their belt, they're starting to pick up the speed of the game. Our game plan's starting to click with a lot of the players. Our ball movement's been really good, and I think that's helped us defend a lot more.
Hey, Dane, so on the Gold Coast Suns situation, you know, obviously Rodney Eade getting sacked. As a player, when a coach moves on or if someone, you know, leaves or whatever, do you feel at all like, if we could have done this or that, or are there some players that are happy to see the back of them? What is that moment like?
Yeah, I think there is an element that you probably think to yourself, as a team, could we have prevented this? Could we have played better? But look, I think the boys will have to get over that very quickly. They know they've got a game against us in a few days' time, so that would certainly be at the front of their mind in the first maybe 24, 48 hours. But now I think they would be moving on, starting to do their homework on us.
Well, some of them are playing for their own careers as well, aren't they? I mean, we're coming to that time of the season when everyone would be thinking about next year if they're not contracted or if they're negotiating and that type of thing.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think they're the players that would be wanting to prove something to the new coach as well. Obviously, they've got a great opportunity right now. They might be given an opportunity to play on the weekend, and they're definitely going to take that with both hands.
Dane, can I just tell you my story? The first ever Q Clash was in, 14 games ago, whatever year it was. I made a comment on radio after hearing how cocky the Suns were that I'd get a tattoo of the Suns logo on my bum if they beat you guys. I don't know if you know my story. I now have a Suns tattoo on my ass, the only tattoo I have.
He clearly hasn't heard that before because he's laughing.
Oh, no. I haven't heard that. That's fantastic.
I'm a big Lions fan, yet somehow I have a Suns tattoo. Hey, mate, are there any other people do that? Like they play at a club and they get their symbol on them and, you know, and then they move clubs? Have you ever seen that happen?
Well, unless you've won a premiership, that's probably the only reason for having another opposition tattoo. I know Alan Christensen has the Geelong premiership on his ankle, so I don't think Beamsy has a Collingwood one.
He's got no room, mate. He's got no room.
I haven't had a close enough look, but maybe it might be there.
Hey, Dane Zorko, the big game, Lions versus the Suns. It's the Q Clash. It's Q Clash 14. And you want to have a go, get on board 133353 right now. We do have some tickets to give away for the Q Clash, which is on Saturday at 4:35 p.m., which is a great time for it. Thanks, Dane. We'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, guys.